Hello, I'm Cara Stevens with M106.3 WGLM. Welcome to the Discover MontCom podcast. Up next, Jerry Collins from the American Legion in Greenville.
Welcome to the Discover MontCom podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up MontCom County. Here are your podcast hosts, Dwayne Weed and Cara Stevens.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
I think so. Give us just a little bit of background about yourself.
Me, I moved here to Greenville in 1988. I grew up in Southwest Wyoming. I have two kids in their 30s right now, and I've been living here since 88.
All right.
So,
What do you like best about the place?
I like the fact that we got a lot of camaraderie around here. A lot of people do things for each other. We are always, me and my ex-wife, we always work early to late, so we worked in Grand Rapids, so we didn't get to meet and hang out with a lot of people. So we'd leave at 5 o'clock in the morning, get home at 7 o'clock at night, and there wasn't a lot of interaction. But once we started hanging out on weekends, we had a lot of fun people around here. There's a lot of things to do around here.
A lot of crazy people. Nice,
cool local radio station,
oh,
too.
Thanks. I like that plug.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that that M106.3 station?
Yeah. WGLM?
Yeah, I think that's the one it is, yeah. Greenville, Lakeview, MontCom, right?
Yeah. So tell me more about the Legion. What's going on there?
Well, let's talk about the Legion in general, because one of the things people don't know is, what is the Legion? Mm-hmm. Who is the Legion?
Well, you're taking my question. Go ahead.
Because that was something I didn't know either. And I'm a veteran. And when I got discharged, I had no idea there's a Legion, what it is, and even that it exists. I've heard of VFW, and we'll talk about that slightly, but I had no idea. They don't talk about this. You don't train this stuff. When they discharge you, they go, okay, thanks, bye.
See you later.
You're on your own. Good night.
Yeah, here you go. And it wasn't until many years later that I learned about the Legion. And what it was is I thought it was a little, you know, club out there that I can't join. I think that's a stigma a lot of people have out there. And that's not really true. First of all, the Legion is open to the public for anything but alcohol sales. Okay. So if you want to come in and eat our food, drink our non-alcoholic drinks, you can do that anytime you want to. But more than that is for people and veterans to help people out there. And that's what I think people don't know what the American Legion is. The Legion was actually started right after World War One, when a lot of people were coming back from World War One, the Great War, as they called it. And like, people are a mess. The veterans are a mess. The service members are a mess. Their community's a mess.
Right.
It's like, coming back home, this isn't what I left. And they're like, what are we going to do to help these people out? Plus, they're trying to help things with the government. How do we get through to this and that to the government? How to help them this and that and the other thing? So in 1919, they've created this American Legion. And so we're going to, that's what they do now, is they support your members, other service members, your veterans, other service members, and community things. So we do a lot of community work here besides helping out our veterans too. A lot of people don't know that, but that's what the American Legion is all about. Being there for our veterans and their communities too.
And one thing that I learned, because we had Buck from the Sheridan VFW on, you know, the VFW is Veterans of Foreign War. You had to serve in a foreign country during wartime, and you had to be there for so many months, where the American Legion, if I'm understanding this correctly, and we have an expert right here, so you can help me if I'm not, you can just be in the military.
Correct.
You know, so you didn't have to fight, you didn't have to be in a war. If you served in the military in any way, shape, or form, am I hitting it correct?
You are correct. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. So, again, we have different what they call families in the Legion, okay? We have the Legionnaires, we have the Riders, we have the Sons of the American Legion, and we have the Auxiliary, okay? So, if you want to become a member of the American Legion, you can be in any one of those, you should be able to get into most of one of those families, okay? The Legionnaires are actual veterans. So you served in the military at least one day of active duty and were honorably discharged. You are a veteran according to the American Legion.
Okay.
Okay? So you become a Legionnaire, all right? If you're not, the next group that came up in 1932 was the Sons of the American Legion, okay? So this came out, and just a little bit PC and correct these days, okay, but it was for the sons, the stepsons, the grandsons, and stuff like that of veteran members out there. Kind of was at the time, yes. Because pretty much there wasn't really women in the service a whole lot. There was WACS back in the World War II and stuff like that, but it wasn't considered really that kind of thing at that point. So we've changed that a lot, but that's where the Sons of American Legion out there is, for the sons of people that were veterans and stuff like that out
and
there.
And the sons didn't have to participate or serve.
Correct.
You know, all they had to be is...
Related. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is they can be related by up to two generations. So it'd be parents or grandparents. Okay, past grandparents, great-grandparents, that doesn't cut it. You got to be current parent or a grandparent.
Okay.
OK. okay, of somebody, and they have to be a Legion member at that point too. Now, what if they're not, or you're not one of those people? That's where the auxiliary comes in. Okay. Okay? That's where people can come in. If you have any relationship to a veteran in any way, shape, or form, you can be part of the auxiliary. So we're looking here when we do the auxiliary things there, is you can be a female, a spouse, a son. Well, we already had the son, so I covered that one. Yeah. Other things like that. So it covers pretty much everybody that the sons or the Legionnaires doesn't cover out there.
That's how I get in.
Yeah. And then you can, if you're part of one that's a current Legion member, you merely need to invoke their ID and you sign up for yourself and become an auxiliary member. But in this case, too, what if they're not living? You can actually be a member of a deceased person that's who was in the military, okay, whether they were a Legion member or not.
Right.
And they'd be part of that, but again, parent or grandparent. Well, okay, I'm a kid. I don't remember my grandfather, but he's in the service. I don't know anything about him. What do I do to get in with these things? Well, there's something called a DD-214 out there, which is your discharge papers for all the military services out there. Those came out after the Korean War, though, so World War I, World War II, they didn't have those.
Okay.
So what do I do if my grandparent or parent was in one of those wars? You can actually take a picture of their gravestone. Mm-hmm. It will probably have a military plaque or sticker or something on it that shows they were in the service.
Something that represents their
yes.
their service.
Yep. Yeah. And there's other things to do. Like you can get, if you had some copies of some orders, some awards they got or something like that, those are things too, but those are less likely and more hard to come by. Sure. Yeah. You just get a picture of their gravestone. Or like I said, if you got their DD-214 handy or a copy of it, you can get something like that going on. So again, all those people can get in Legion. So pretty much everybody, not pretty much everybody, but many, many, many people can be related to a veteran and get into the American Legion and be part of the American Legion as part of the family. Because those are what we call their families. Because again, they're all work together. That's what we call ourselves families. It's not we're against you. We're working with each other with these things. And that's where we mentioned the riders too. Mm-hmm. If you're a Legionnaire member, you can also be part of the riders group, which is another family we have out there. And they are just people who own motorcycles and go out and do trips and stuff like that. And again, I don't know if you like me, but when I was growing up, motorcycle riders were bad news. And, you know, it's like they were all, oh, you would be surprised at the amount they are so much different nowadays. They do so much charity work out there. They're there to help people. They're the ones that are helping us put wreaths on the graves in the middle of winter out there. They're the ones that are doing us Memorial Day flags on the cemeteries. Like they do all this kind of stuff. They do poker runs out there to start raising money for the Legion, stuff like that. They're an amazing group of people out there.
And they show up.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. In groups.
And they big show groups. Up when they're needed. And mm-hmm. You know, I learned early on that, you know, they can be wearing their
colors.
Jackets and their colors. And I've had a few instances where they were the people that stopped to help me.
Mm-hmm. Where you everybody think it's else, scary and they're going to get you.
Everybody else drove right on by.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, oh, okay. And you know, it's good. I mean, yes, there are bad apples in every absolutely. Place. Yep. And it doesn't have to be
that
just
in that. That kind of ties right back to the stigma.
Right.
Of, you know, I wanted to ask you, you got out, you didn't know about the Legion.
Yeah.
How did you find out?
Well, again, it was just basically by word of mouth out there. Okay. And I then eventually I heard of different things. Then eventually I got a contact paper from the Legion here who said, hey, available to be American Legion member.
So
come on down. Let's talk. Thank you. Eligible. Yeah. And come on down. We'll talk about it. Even buy you a drink if you want me to. And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Everybody's skeptical of, hey, come and see us.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know what this is. Because again,
they're going to want my money for something.
Well,
that's what people think about things. Yeah,
it's a little bit, but it's more like it's a bunch of old fogies sitting around there talking stuff, you know, smoky bars and stuff like this. They're all talking stuff you don't know them. Not really. There is some of that, of course, because that's part of what the American Legion is about.
The camaraderie. Well,
yeah. You had the community. Ability to come in there and talk about things. But it's more along that we're much more into more open things like that. Like I said, we got food. We got a full menu out there. We got a menu out there. We have drinks. We have a bar. If you are, again, if you're a Legion member, you can buy drinks there. But you can come in there and sit with other people of your style out there.
Right.
So we can do those kind of things.
It's networking.
So many things for the community,
right.
too.
It comes down to just social networking.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And that's kind of what we do here. And that's why we like to talk about that kind of stuff, because we do all kinds of that stuff in there. And that's why, you know, the other thing we talk about with the Legion in general is like, how do I know what's my Legion? Well, a lot of people named their legions after a person or a veteran. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's why ours is actually called Ray I. Booth, the American Legion, because Ray I. Booth was a Greenville citizen. He was an infantry man in the Army, 38th Infantry, and he died 1 month before the World War II ended. So maybe he was the last one here, and that's maybe why they chose him. I don't know the exact reason.
Right. But,
but he died in October 1918, and so we named it after them. That's why our website is not named after that person, because a lot of places are named after that person. You're trying to find a website with somebody's name you don't know anything about, you're not going to find
it.
But our website is AmericanLegionGreenvilleMI.org. Which is a little long, but it's very specific. It's very easy to remember.
It kind of says everything that you need it to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are other Greenvilles in other states. So it's great that you have that exactly MI on the end, because, you know, it's all searchable. And somebody can find out about the American Legion right here in Montcalm County just by contacting, you know, through you and find out, oh, is there someplace closer? But you're all connected.
We are, absolutely. Again, we are actually all over the country and somewhat over the world. I didn't know this till fairly recently, and I've been a member for 18 years, I still learn stuff. I'll tell you something I just learned yesterday, too. Yeah. But the legions are, of course, in all the states, the United States, but they're also in France, which is, again, where World War I was done a little fighting over there.
Yep.
So they're in France, they're in Puerto Rico, they're in Latin America, and then the Philippines. Again, where we have big military presence out there, mm-hmm. So it's not just America. And if you are a family member, legionnaire, sons or auxiliary, you can go to any American Legion with that card and say, hey, I'm a Legion member, I want to do whatever.
And they welcome you in.
You bet. Mm-hmm. It's not a, oh, no, you can't be. There's a little bit of a thing when you get for memberships, because again, if you member here versus Lancer or someplace else, we get a little bit more benefit for that. But when you walk in the card, they're not gonna say, oh, you want to become a member here? Cause, no, they will just say thank
you're
you
in.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, thanks for coming out. Yes, yeah. We appreciate that you're a veteran or a son's worth. Thank you for coming in and being part of the Legion, supporting us.
Mm-hmm. And there's the national at the top, and yep. It kind of has the rules that trickle down to everybody else, but your specific legions know your community. You know what's needed there. You know what your members need there. So it is a little tailored to your groups.
It is very much so. And that's why you see so many of them around. There's like, I think they said there's 50,000 in the States right now. And they have like 1.6 million members out there right now. And so if you don't know where yours is, a simple Google search will pop up a lot of pins on a map going, mm-hmm. Here they're all around here. Yeah. And so I know we got Belding and Cedar Springs and Croton and Stanton and all kinds of places, Hubbardston, all kinds of stuff around here. And everybody's got a little bit different stuff going on. So it's a good thing to look them up and find out what they're doing and what they're not doing, what they support, what they don't.
I grew up in the big town of Morley, and there's one there.
There is one too, yeah.
It's on the poker run.
Yes, it is on the poker run. Yep, it is, certainly. So, again, that's why we like to see that that's what the American Legion is about. So we can go to not just one group here. You're part of a family again, not just locally, but a family nationally, too, out there.
And now what are some of the things that you do specifically for a veteran?
Our biggest thing is give them some kind of support. Okay. Now, that support can be in mental, physical, or financial. Okay. So if you want to just come in and sit and talk, we can do that. If you want more help mentally, we have to give you the resources for more deeper mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Okay. We give them physical support. So like if you need some kind of medical equipment, we got a room full of stuff out there that we have canes and wheelchairs and walkers and all this kind of stuff out there that's actually available to the public too. So if you need any, they're free there. Come and give us a call and see we got what you need.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's cool.
But that's why you're here.
Yeah.
You know, we're gaining information. We're learning a little bit more about what's happening within our county.
Yep.
And
resources.
You know, I guess I knew that was available, but I didn't know it was available for the general public.
Yep. Because, again, people donate things to us, and so we're going to give back to the community with those things. Mm-hmm. Some we need to fix first. Some are fine just the way they are.
And if you don't have it, you'll probably find it for somebody.
That's right, too. So again, if you've got something like that and you're done with it, you can send it over here. Because again, some people don't need it forever.
Yep.
Some people do. I mean, that's just the way it is sometimes, but not everybody needs it forever. And then there's also the financial things. They have a American Legion Trust Fund out there, okay? And what that is if people are having trouble with paying their bills, paying their rent, their electric, something like that, because of certain different reasons out there. Again, I don't know what the qualifications are. You have to talk to the trust people about that. But they can give you money for stuff. Like if your furnace blew up or something like that, they might be able to help you out with that. So again, we have many different things out there we can do for them. And that's why, again, when you talk about coming into Legion, there might be some people that are talking to each other about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There might not be some night. We have pool leagues up at our Legion. There's a lot of pool players there. Yeah. We have live bands up there.
And it's all about getting to know the community and having people in the community that you can relate to.
Yeah.
Like the American Legion, whether they're in the different categories that you mentioned, but they all tie back to military service.
Correct.
You know, and that I think is important and one of the big things that sets the American Legion apart from some of the others.
Correct. And like I said, we talked about VFW. VFW is a little bit hard to get in because you have to be certain qualifications. I think you need boots on ground in foreign countries. Don't call me on that.
Well, I can say that and it's so many months.
Yes.
If you were there for a month, it doesn't count.
Oh, okay, see. Then.
So there, you know, and I just learned that, you know, today, through talking with Buck, you know, because – just like you, there are qualifications, but yours are a little broader.
Correct.
But it all ties back to military service. Your title, one of your titles at the Legion, you know, instead of holding a chair down.
You didn't like that one?
I kind of liked that one a lot when you mentioned it earlier, but you're the historian.
Correct.
And you also take care of the website. But in the historian side of things, what are some of the duties that you're, you know, because I'm sure when you were first volunteered, you went, oh, okay.
I can do that.
But now
you got to take all the notes.
Can you tell us a little bit, what does the historian for the American Legion do?
Kind of just what it says. We keep a history of what's been going on at the Legion, what we've done in the past and how that worked out. Because again, when I started doing the website, I was keeping track of this stuff. But there's things from the past that we need to keep track of, too. So did we do this last year? Did we not? How did it turn out? We got pictures of this picture. How did things change from this year to last year? When did we, we went to the basement and clean out the basement 3 years ago now? We found out our charter dates and stuff like that. So we've been there over 100 years now.
Oh, wow.
Here at the American Legion. Yeah. So, you know, we found all these things out there. So I've now got records of that stuff, and I'm trying to digitize most of that stuff. So. But we don't want to get rid of the hard copy either because, as you know, digital stuff kind of depends on the program you're using. Mm-hmm. That, so, again, 100 years from now, you might not be able to read it.
Where are you storing it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where are you storing it?
We got
the cloud, but
I don't trust
somebody's got to maintain it.
Me and the cloud don't get along. I have a trust fissure of them. But we have thumb drives to keep them on. We have hard drives on the computers at the office and stuff like that. So, again, we keep track of that kind of stuff. So we can see what we did, things that worked, things that didn't work, who used to be members here, who used to be members there, and stuff like that. So that's why I kind of keep track of it.
How to improve and make things better.
The Discover Montcom podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
One of the things I know that have popped up, some things that have coming up, mm-hmm. Like you help with the VA mm-hmm. and people getting their benefits that are...
Yes.
Because that's difficult sometimes to traverse through that area.
Right. And again, I kind of got off track with that because you asked me, what do we do for them?
Yeah, yeah.
Benefits are another part of that. And again, I learned just yesterday. I mean, just yesterday. I've been in the Legion 18 years. I just learned yesterday that every Legionnaire or every person that was in the service should apply for VA medical because it doesn't have to be disabled, but you get insurance just like you Medicare insurance. So I just retired in February. And so I have Medicare now.
Yeah.
And so I still have that, or you may even be working still.
And still get benefits.
And get insurance through your employer or something like that, but you might get to be able to get something that might reduce what you have to pay if you sign up for VA health care.
Well, in the military, when you're in the military, they probably don't tell you these things because they're busy doing their things, you know. So what would you suggest to somebody that's just getting out of the military or looking, you know, I'm here now, what do I do? Just come in and talk to you?
Yep. So a couple different things. We're open from 2 to 9, technically, Monday through Saturday, and then 12 to 9 on Sunday because we got bingo.
Bingo.
So you can always call us, but if you want to call before 2 o'clock, we have a voicemail line. If you want to leave a message about what you're looking for, you can do that. Our website is great for that. We got a lot of information on there. The second link on the left-hand side is Veterans Help. So again, if you're a veteran and you're struggling, like right this minute, 988, and press 1 for the first option. That's just like dialing 911 for an emergency of a community sign. Veterans have got it. I'm going off the edge here. You dial 988, press option number 1, you get instant help out there. So that's the first thing you're going to see on our Veterans Help website.
And don't sit in your chair at home and
wait. Yeah.
Get that's hard there.
Well, I'm okay. It's easy to say.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's one of those things that there are people that can help you.
That's correct.
And they understand.
That 988 will get veterans help.
Yeah.
And then you said hit the first option.
Yep. And that's, again, we like get rid of the stigma of that, too, because I was taught in the Marine Corps, you take care of yourself and your friends. I have a hard time asking for help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there's many other people like that out there.
And I don't think it has anything to do with the military. I think it's human nature.
Is it really?
It's just
more
human.
Just us.
But I think it's higher in the military because you're self-sufficient, you know, take care of yourself. But, yeah, it is hard to ask for help.
Because, again, you don't want to know what kind of help you want to ask for. You don't want to look like you're a pansy either.
Right.
You know? And that's hard for some people. And but that's what we're here. And that's, again, that's one of the things we work with you. We can help you with those benefits. So we can reach out to the right people here, whether you want to go to the VA in Stanton, whether you want to go to the VA in Grand Rapids, different things like that. We can point you in the right direction. We have a service officer right here on staff all the time.
And now you're starting meetings, too, like the four benefits.
You got me there. Uh-huh. I was going to go there next. Yeah. So we just started April 16th. We're going to there's now starting every third Thursday. There will be what they call a VSO, Veteran Service Officer, in the Legion for an hour between 4:30 and 5:30 p.m. answering all your questions. So if you got questions or you want a question about paperwork or something like that, we are going to be there for you not every month. That's just started now. Okay. Yep. So I don't know when this is going to be posted out there, or who's going to look at it and what date out there, but it's going right now. So it's starting April 16th. So we have people out there that will help you with those things in the house. You don't have to go to Stan. You don't have to go to Grand Rapids. They will be right here in the Grand Rapids or in Greenville American Legion to help you out every third Thursday.
Answers now. Every third Thursday.
Yep.
Answers right away, pretty much away.
And that's why, again, when you come into Legion, that's one of the things you might talk about is your benefits. The other thing is you're going to talk to people who have been in your shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not going to talk to some stranger who doesn't know what these military terms mean. You're going to talk to people who have been in your shoes before, because my dad was very clear about, I'm not going to tell you the things I did in World War II and Korea War. That is not something you do, because generally veterans are going to protect the people closest to them. And he knew if I had to tell you what I did, you would live with that forever. Okay. And he doesn't want to push that on somebody else out there.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to interview my uncle who was in Vietnam, and a week or so before he passed, he kept it light, but he shared stuff that we never knew.
Yeah.
But he didn't go down the rabbit hole that you're talking about, because, again, you know, he came back and he had issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God rest his soul, you know, that he, you know, he did pass a lot of it from the stuff that was over in Vietnam at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But having that resource, I think, is important for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's important that we all know when it's time to say, I need help.
Right.
Or I can help somebody else.
That's true, too.
You know, if you just, you want to help somebody else, then there you are.
Yep, we actually have that. So I said, if you don't want to actually ask for help, you just come in and talk to somebody. There's going to be people that will understand you. And you just sit down, sit in the corner, have a soda, have a beer, or whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And you just talk to people. Because again, like I said, there's things I won't talk to my family about, but I can talk to them about now. Well, now, if that leads me to something else, yeah.
They understand.
Yep, if that leads me to something else, and so be it.
Yeah. And for me, I haven't been in the military, but I am welcome out there. You know what I mean? Because my dad was, my grandpa was. I don't understand all the terms, but everybody's been very gentle with me, I guess. You know what I mean? They're accepting of me. They know I'm not all that knowledgeable about stuff, but they know I'm there to help.
Right.
And try to bring.
And you hit it. It's family.
Yeah.
All of your organizations within your organization all have a family touch, whether you served or you had somebody that did serve, which is, I think, what sets the American Legion apart from a lot of the other places out there.
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad we're here today, because she was one of the people I reached out to say, we got to start getting this more out to the public eye. What is the Legion? What can we do? What do we help? And she came in and talked to us, and just after talking, was it the first night or the second night you showed up there?
I don't know. I'm crazy.
And also she's like, I want to be part of this. And she signed up for it right then.
Right.
She's like, dude, this is cool.
Well, because you can rent the hall out there. You can, I mean, there's so many things that you can do there that I don't think the average person knows about. So for military, for non-military, go to the Legion. There's something there for you.
Right. That's right. And again, we, like you said, you hit on different things out there. Plus, we're always looking for new members too. You know, the Legion is based on helping people out. If we got five people, we can't help everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. The more members we can get, the more help we can give to people out there. Now, that might be helping veterans themselves or helping with things at the Legion to make get help for the veterans in some other way.
Well, we've all heard it. Many hands
make
light work.
Yep.
You know, and it takes volunteers. It takes people that will step up and do things when it's needed. And it might be just emptying the trash.
Yep.
You know, taking the trash out, vacuuming, whatever it might be. Or if they're good with their hands and they've got some skills that can help repair things,
right.
You know, it's many hands make light work.
Yep.
And the networking and everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that can get this done. And that's where it's at.
Yes. Yeah. So do you have anything else, Carl?
What's your favorite thing about Montcalm County? What do you like to do?
What I like to do, I don't get to do much, Ron. I'm so busy at home with my own stuff.
And...
Yeah. Because when I was working up until a year ago, I was working 75 hours a week for the last 9 or 10 years. So I didn't get to do a lot around here. But I really like the fact that we can go different places around here. And like I said, it's pretty much a nice, close-knit town around here. The Legion's really become one of my favorite spots to go to because, again, they understood more what I was going through. And after I got divorced, and I've been divorced even though it's been 23 years. It's, you know, they help you with those, you know, like I said, I didn't have to get any specific help, but they just, we'd talk and they'd listen to stuff, I would say.
And they have good food.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt, right?
We have two. But yeah, that's what, you know, we hope to get more people in there that can understand that that's where they're here for, because you got to admit, or I got to admit, anyway, you don't know this, a lot of our Legion members are even older than I am, and I'm old. I'm older than dirt.
I'm a young kid.
You are, actually. Well, very much so.
Probably in this room, yes.
So we're looking for more younger veterans who, again, who probably don't know about this because they haven't been told about this.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we're trying to get this out to people because, again, the olders are fading out. Let's just say they are. It happens to everybody. Okay.
We're all going to get old.
Yep. And so we're looking for some younger members to come in and start learning things, bringing your skills out there. And again, whether you're a website person or accounting person, or like you said, you want to take out the trash, you want to clean it, you want to do a bartender.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we love cooking.
DJs, baby. Anything that's entertaining and fun and helpful.
And again, we need to make sure the Legion stays operating because if we don't, that loss could be tremendous to the community, you know? So we want to make sure we're keeping the Legion running all the time out there. And that's kind of things we're running into problems out there because right now we have a very beautiful, nice plot of land out there. Mm-hmm. But that building's older. Get out.
Well,
we're starting to see, you know, building things like we had a boiler break a month ago, just gone. It's like $7,000. It's like, believe it or not.
Everybody came together.
Well, no. Either a member, a couple, or a group of people right there at that time said, we'll take care of that for you.
Which is amazing.
Dude, I was
isn't
like,
that amazing?
Wow.
Well, that's what family does.
Yeah.
That's what family does. So as we're coming to the close of this, is that, I mean, we've talked about so much. I've learned
And there's more. So much more.
Right.
Yeah, and we can always have you back. But is there anything that we haven't touched on that you wanted to make sure, or do you want to just revisit something that we've already talked about today, just to people know?
Yeah, so again, if you're interested, we have great food out there. We got a great menu out there. You can see it online on the website or come in person. You can drink, you can eat all you want out there. You can drink alcohol if you're one member of any one of the families. We have a great time out there. So again, if that's your thing out there, you want to have fun, come out and have fun with us. We will do that kind of stuff.
And tons of events coming up.
We got events. Every Tuesday is Queen of Hearts, where it's a raffle thing. And you got every Thursday is Show Me the Money. And we got a reverse raffle coming up. We got car shows coming up this year. We got all kinds of things, benefits going on out there. We got New Year's Eve parties every year.
Okay.
And then again,
that does come around once a year, doesn't it?
And we got all that stuff on the website out there. We got poker runs coming out in July.
Website's a place to go if you need the info.
That website has got a lot of information on it. And but you can always call us too. And I haven't told you that yet.
No, give us the number. Well, we know that American Legion Greenville MI.org is the website.
Yep.
So American Legion Greenville MI.org. I'm sure it's got the phone number, it's got all that
stuff
on there. But What is the phone number?
It's 754, again, local number, 616. 754-7926.
One more time.
Yep. Isn't it three times? 754-7926. Yes, you heard it right. It's 754-7926.
And if you order now.
And we'll that's another thing, too.
We'll throw in a sandwich.
That's the thing, too. You can order to-go food.
Yeah.
You can order, come in and say, I want to order food. Call up, and they'll make it for you. You can take it to-go.
And they host other clubs, too. So, like,
yes, the Lions VFW comes in, yep. And they have their meetings there. We have Lion Spaghetti dinners twice a year out there. Yep. We have meals every Friday night. It's usually burrito night the first Friday. Burgers and wings, second Friday, third one, we change around. Fourth Friday is fish fries. And then, like I said, the website keeps up on all the newer stuff that comes up as they come along. So, again, we're always changing, always adding new stuff out there. We got a lot of fun coming from her ideas this year, too.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, thank you for coming in and sharing what the American Legion in Greenville offers, provides, and giving us a little history on how did the American Legion get started. So that... Again, I think this is really cool. Mm-hmm. And Cara, thank you for showing up and being a part of the community, you know, with, you know, WGLM 106.3 FM and with all that you guys are doing on the radio side of things. It all comes down to community. And I'm very grateful that I'm able to share this with you and you with me. And
the same.
And
all of this thank stuff you.
Because it just comes down, you know, to community. So, on that note, you can follow Discover.com at discover.compodcast.com on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You're a podcast person. You can find us on Pandora, Apple Podcast, and iHeart. And you can also reach out to me at 231-250-9624. 231-250-9624. I'll only do it twice. And you can go to discover.compodcast.com to, you know, check out everything that we got going on there. So if you've got an idea for a podcast story or want to be involved, I welcome you to reach out. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
Bingo.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.